and in the president's address tonight. He's expected to continue pushing for a new U.S. space initiative. Recall that earlier this month, Mr. Bush announced a multi-billion-dollar project that could include a permanent human settlement on the moon. And you have to wonder, who would go? Day-to-Day contributor Hank Stuever looks to the future.
The Bush administration wants to send some of us to the moon to get things going. I hope it's not you, and I hope it's not me, but it looks like somebody has to go, and I'm sure thousands of people would eagerly volunteer, especially if you promise potential moonsters that they get to be on television a lot. Even better if they get to have relay races across empty craters and then vote one another off the moon, or at least describe to a more private camera how they feel about who dissed whom on the moon. But eventually, people on Earth won't watch the moon show anymore, and the settlers will become the loneliest people not in the world, forgotten and living in a lunar trailer park, still waiting for a shopping center with a Best Buy store. They will write heartsick songs about Earth rises, pinky blue melancholy Earths, and the way the Earth looks tonight. Back home, on Terra Firma, these songs will be played on public radio only, to very niche markets, not unlike bluegrass. Over time, people on the moon will believe themselves and their ancestors to be a breed apart, special down to their weightless bones, adhering to other physical laws and a harder luck, like Californians, like Texans. They'll talk about the moon and their moonness so much you'll wish they'd shut up. The settlers will acquire moon accents and moony ways of doing things. A little girl on the moon will grow up and write a novel based on her upbringing, which Earth's school children will read a century later and fetishize for its simplicity and pioneer values. Ah, yes. Little module on the crater. It will make us think of Pa and Ma, and of oxygen supplies, and of the Christmas we ran out of vacuform polyresin, or of Mr. Olson, who owned the only colonial Starbucks on the moon and had bratty children. More time will pass, and the moon might look like it was designed by the same guys who built Las Vegas. It will blink at us from the sky, and we'll spend debauched bachelor party weekends there. What happens on the moon stays on the moon. But living there full-time will seem crazy and extreme until, gradually, professional athletes start living there. Real estate prices will be so astronomical that New Yorkers will not be able to resist trying it. And once settled, they will complain about life on the moon, the lack of theater, decent pizza. The moon might also be like Seattle or Austin, Texas, or those kinds of cities, you know, filled with people who swear it was so much cooler a few years ago. They'll let you know how much better it all was before these new people moved to the moon.
Hank Stuever writes for the Washington Post Style section. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.